Welcome to the IHSAA Girl State Championship Week preview shows. This is the first of the three that we are going to do. And I just wanted to say a special thanks to our sponsor for the week, Path for Success. Obviously, many of you have heard Lauren on the show before, and they have graciously decided to support State Championship Week, and they will be at the course this week. If you see them with me, I'll be happy to introduce you to Lauren and Carrie. But again, thank you to Path for Success for your continued support. And I look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday.
Welcome, because you are now listening to From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts, bringing you tips, support, and player recognition and education with the experts for parents and junior golfers in Indiana. This is From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts.
It is State Championship Week, and a lot of people had asked me to bring on some of the best freshmen the state has seen. This 2029 class is one of the best classes the state has ever seen. And I have four of those girls on here tonight. And we have a birthday girl on our podcast tonight. We have Olivia Patton from Zionsville. She finished third at sectionals with a 68 at West Chase. And just this past weekend, she finished fifth at her regionals in Lafayette. We also have Ressie Lemon from Mount Vernon. She finished first in her sectionals. So good, she had to play twice and then took a hole-in-one on her second go-around. So pretty upset for Ressie to have to play again, but then comes out and shoots a 69 and gets a hole-in-one to start off her state career. And then she took a tie for third at her regionals at LaPel with those awesome bunkers at Edgewood. And then we have Karis Reed from Carmel High School, who took second at her sectionals and sixth at the regionals in Lafayette. And then we have Kennedy Gutierrez, who finished first at her sectionals and second at regionals. Now, girls, when I read that, that sounds like a senior class, but all of you have come in and done that in your freshman year, which I don't think you all realize how great that is. And you'll probably understand that here in a few years. But Olivia, it is your birthday, and we want to start off with you. Tell me a little bit about your transition from junior golf to your high school season and what this year has been like for you.
Especially this summer, we started playing like more two-day tournaments and playing longer courses just to get that experience out. And then coming into high school golf, I mean, it was after the day before tryouts, we had like a team party and we had just had so much fun. And then we were making jokes and I mean, the team just really bonded, which made the transition really easy, really fun.
Ressie, tell me about your transition and what it's been like for you. Obviously, Olivia comes from a defending state champion, and you're playing at a school where you're advancing as an individual. What's your first year been like?
My first year has been great, like in a good way. There's not been much like pressure like on the team. We've all built great relationships just together, and just going to every like match and invitational, we just have a lot of fun together as a team because we're not like, we're always just trying to do our best, not necessarily win or anything.
Karis?
Yeah, I definitely feel like similar to Olivia, I started bonding with the girls, doing like winter workouts with them and that kind of thing. So I feel like it was a relatively easy transition. And I feel like throughout the season too, like I've gotten to know some of the girls really well, which I think has overall helped our team chemistry. And I feel like making the transition from competitive golf to team golf is huge. Like whenever you're playing individual golf, you're almost kind of playing like for yourself, for your score. But once you get to high school golf, you start learning that like, I don't need to make birdie here. I need to make par. And you start prioritizing like playing it more safe and you're playing for a team rather than yourself necessarily. And I definitely think that's given me a different outlook on how to play golf too, just because like you're learning different life lessons and you're learning more like aspects through golf for teamwork kind of thing.
Kennedy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different, but I've really enjoyed it. I was a little worried at first, like being the only freshman on varsity and like that we have three seniors and a junior, but like right away they like included me, which made me feel really good. And like I feel like they've also showed me that, like, golf isn't always about just, like, golf. Like, we have a lot of fun, and we do a lot of, like, outside of stuff, like dinners and, like, just, like, get-togethers, which is really fun. So I feel like I've learned a lot, and, like, it's just a whole different experience, too. Like, even, like, after playing a bad round or a good round, like, you always have, like, a team there, like, supporting you, which is, like, so fun. I love this. I love high school golf so far. It's so fun.
Did you all have those expectations, how much you would enjoy this year?
Definitely.
Kind of, especially with how some of the girls told me, like, I've had, like, Sophie's told me before, like, high school golf is, like, part of, the, like, the best golf season you'll have. So I definitely think I came in with the expect, like, kind of, like, lower because, like, you're a freshman coming into, like, a varsity lineup. But I definitely think it's been, like, a lot of fun, like Kennedy said.
Yeah, I don't think I had, like, high expectations, just knowing, like, my team and knowing that, like, they've never had, like, that high expectations on, like, how we would perform at different, like, matches and stuff. And especially coming in, there was only one other freshman on varsity. So coming in, I was kind of scared just to see how they would treat me and stuff, but it was really fun. I actually really enjoyed the season.
Olivia?
I agree with that, too. Just knowing the girls beforehand, playing on the team is a lot better. It's made it a lot more fun.
Kennedy?
Yeah, I think it's really fun, especially, like, the bus rides. Like, I don't know, there's so many, like, just, like, connecting. Like, I don't know. It's just been a lot of fun. And I didn't really, I didn't expect to have this much fun. Like, I knew it was going to be fun, but, like, also, like, it was just a lot different, and I really like it, and I'm excited for the next 3 years.
So what are your favorite moments this year on the team? What have been some of your favorite moments? You want to start, Ressi?
Yeah, I can start. So just to start off, like, after any bad round, like, I could come off the course crying, and, like, my teammates are, like, right there just to tell me that it's okay, you're fine, like, go get them next week. And also, like Kennedy said, the bus rides, those were some of my favorite parts, especially coming home from the, and like where after we had played, those were fun. Like, I have so many memories.
Kennedy, I know you want to go.
This was, like, I think it was the tournament at the Legends. I think you guys were, I don't know if Ressi was there, but I know Olivia was. I don't know if Karis was there.
I think we were, yeah.
And we had, like, we did an overnight one, so we stayed the night Friday night, and it was so fun. Like, we were, like, obviously we're in bed by an appropriate time, but, like, we were, like, out, like, in the hallways having fun. And then, like, after our round, we went to Texas Roadhouse, and my dad, he's the coach, so, like, he drives us everywhere, so he was with us. And, like, we told the restaurant, he didn't know, but we told him it was his birthday. So, like, they brought out everyone, and they all sang to him and, you know, did the little yeehaw at the end, which that was, like, really funny to us. So that was one of my favorite memories.
Karis?
I definitely think, like, I can't even, like, pinpoint a memory just because, like, I feel like I've just had so much fun this season, like, getting to connect with a lot of the girls. I definitely think that, like, parties at the Headleys never fail. So that's a definite. We did a, like, our senior night, I feel like, was definitely a lot of fun because we have one senior, but, like, it was a lot of fun just getting to connect with some of the girls. And then also, like, sectionals. Like, it was terrible weather, but it was also, like, it was, like, raining the whole time, but I feel like it was kind of, like, cool to see us all, like, persevere for the same goal. Like, as a if someone who's, like, competitive, like, I always want to win, like, that's obviously the goal, but, like, to be able to see a lot of your other teammates, like, have the same goal is definitely a big connecting point. So I feel like even, like, a lot of our matches have just been a lot of fun because of, like, all of our, like, me, Maya, Allie, Reese, Mallory, Ishan, like, we all have the same goal, is, like, to just, like, play well and to represent our team well. I definitely think that's one of those things that makes it more fun.
Olivia?
The bus rides are so much fun. I mean, Paige this season had bought this giant, like, boombox speaker. And so every time we pull up to a tournament, we've got music blasting. On the way back from a tournament, we always have music going. And then we all just, like, hang out, even just outside of golf. Like, we have parties at the Henny's. We'll, you know, hang out with each other one day after school, or, you know, go play golf together. And we all make fun of each other and are always laughing.
So it sounds like it's met your expectations and even gone above that from what you thought high school golf was going to be. And I know, especially all of you, you play a lot of summer golf. So it's a different transition. And team golf, you're right, Karis. I like what you said earlier about sometimes you're going to go for a birdie, but just go for the par because you're playing for the team at this point, because that birdie could turn into a double or triple. And the next thing you know, you're falling from first to second place because of that decision. And like you said, it helps you later on in golf because you start playing more the course instead of just going for everything and learning to play smarter golf.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, the four of you obviously have had excellent junior careers. What are some of your goals going into this week?
A goal for me definitely is just playing well for the team. I mean, just trying to do the best you can every day, you know, getting shots off where you can, just enjoying the experience, especially, you know, being able to go to state as a freshman is definitely an honor. And so just enjoying the whole experience and hanging out with my teammates.
Kennedy, I know you want to go all the time, so we're going to let you go here.
Okay. I would just say, like, really just enjoy it. Like, I remember, like, watching my brother do it and, like, the whole crowd and, like, the vibe and the energy is just so cool. And I remember, like, feeling like I can't wait until it's, like, my turn and my time. And, like, I'm just really excited because it's, like, finally here. And I just hope, like, I play well and just commit and just enjoy every second no matter how I'm playing.
Rusty, do you want to go? Yeah, you got it.
Just to go, be going as an individual is obviously a lot different than a team. So I'm just excited to be able to represent my school well. I would love to perform well there and just to soak it all in. Just getting to obviously stay as a freshman individually, it's amazing. And I'm really excited to just really.
Yeah. Go ahead, Karis. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
It is hard to do four people at once on this. I will be the first one to tell you, trying to keep the conversation going. And then who's it go to? Kennedy, Karis, Olivia, Resi. So Karis, we're back to you. And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Same as a lot. Whoa. Same as the other girls. I'm just like really excited for the experience and to be able to compete with a different, like with my team. And just like, I don't know, like Olivia said, it's a big deal to like be able to go as a freshman on varsity into state with a team. And that's like a huge honor for sure. But I'm just really excited to play along my teammates for sure.
I think one of the things I find enjoyable as a parent, I hope you guys get to see this, is when you go to the driving range, all the people at the driving range, the teams together at the driving range. And then when you go to the putting green before you tee off, just the ropes, being roped off, and you don't have to worry about mom and dad standing over your shoulder and watching you putt on the practice screen this time. They actually have to be 30 feet away from you while you're doing your warm. But except for Kennedy, your dad will be right there. But I think those, it's like you walk in and you feel like you're at a tour event with the way that they manage this and the way that they handle it. So that's going to be the awesome part. And I'll give you my advice later. But what are some of the things that you girls have been doing the last couple of weeks to start preparing?
I've been working a lot, like with my swing coach. He's all like, my biggest weakness is my wedges. So just really dialing in those wedges, especially with like how short this yardage can play, just making sure my wedges are really well. And then I think at state, what's going to really matter is if you're able to hit fairway, hit green, and then just two putt par. You know, one will fall every now and then to get a birdie, but just really making sure my wedges are on point.
I would say, like, since I've never played Prairie View before, I've been, like, on the range, I, like, play the holes. Like, I have a yardage book of, like, the yardages and stuff, and I kind of, like, plan on, like, the shots I'm going to hit already. So then, like, when I get there, like, I already have a plan, and I can just commit to it. So that's a big thing that I've, like, been preparing for so that I'm ready.
Olivia, do you want to go? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. The biggest thing that our coaches have been doing is, like, putting us in uncomfortable situations so that when it comes to that moment, if you're in that situation, you know how to execute those. Like, you know, if you're in a divot or, you know, you have a bad lie or you're in a bunker, you know, just like knowing how to execute the shot, you know, minimize the damage, and just going from there.
Kennedy, she just gave you some great advice that you probably should practice while you're there. It is hitting out of divots. Prairie View has had a lot more divots this year than years past because of they've had a lot more players on the course than years past. So Olivia just gave you the best advice to prepare for on Thursday. So you can thank her. You can thank her in person if you see her on Friday. So, and I know you guys are all excited to see each other when you get there, just to kind of, I know Karis, you won't see them though.
No, me and Rusty were talking the other day. She's like 2 hours ahead of me. We're like the last time. And we've been talking about going into that restaurant, but like we can't do it anymore.
And she's probably not going to wait for you either.
No.
Oh,
she's probably going to Culver's.
They had ice cream. If you remember, Karis, they did have ice cream.
No, they did. It was pretty good. I thought it was good.
They're going to wonder if they'll have it there this week.
They probably will, I'd imagine.
You girls are lucky because the boys, I don't know if any went down for the boys' state.
Yeah.
They were working on the clubhouse, so there was nowhere really to go. And then they had the storms on day two at the boys and emptied out the course pretty quick. So at least the clubhouse is done, the new restaurant is done, and the new bathrooms are done. Prairie View had the worst bathrooms in the past. So, Rusty, you've played there before, haven't you? Okay. Not how often? Just now and then, or?
Yeah, obviously, I haven't played it, like, I don't know, recently, but in the springtime, me and Karis try to get out at least once a week together.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure that. Levy, obviously, you had a great state preview. I think you, what, shot 78 at state preview?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you and Sophie tied for fifth place at that event, which is a great first tournament there. So, you did great there. Now, we are a few days away. What advice do you have for each other? And you cannot use practice out of divots again, Olivia.
Stay positive.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good one. I would just say soak in the experience because you're a freshman. This is your first time. You still have 3 more years, so just really enjoy the experience.
Yeah, for me, it's probably the same advice. Oh, no, go ahead, Olivia. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
Okay. I definitely say, like, just trying to stay calm and, you know, not get too high or get too low. Just stay at a good level where you can commit to shots and, you know, have confidence with what you're doing.
The same as the three of them, just, like, staying positive and soaking in the experience. And like Olivia said, like, you're a freshman. You have 3 more years. Like, you don't really have to prove anything. It's just kind of for the experience.
So one of the things I talked about in the regional preview podcast is enjoy yourself out there, right? I think if any of you listened to it, and one of the things I talked about was at the Noblesville Invitational, Olivia, you were playing with Maya Chepley and Allie Thompson. And we were behind you. The three of you were having a complete ball all day long and having fun hanging out and playing golf. And all of you turned in pretty decent scores that day. And am I wrong?
Yeah.
No, you're good. Yeah. And you guys, no, they had fun. And I think that's the one advice I can have to you is it's not worth getting upset out there at all. It's you're only going to cost yourself 2 or 3 shots right away. And then you're going to be fighting back from that. And I think number two, just go out there and be you. All of you are great at what you do. You're all great golfers. And I think everyone knows how well you guys are going to do. So just go out there and have a ball. End of the day, it's not that deep. It's just golf. And that's how you got to look at it. So that's the only advice I have. What advice do you have for your parents at state?
My parents are really calm on the golf course. They don't really get into it that much. I would just say, for me, I know I'm going to be nervous on, like, Friday and Saturday. So I don't like when they talk to me when I'm nervous. And then they, like, try to help me with my swing. I don't like when they do that. So I would just say, give me space, please. That's what I would tell them.
So Mr. and Mrs. Give her space.
Yes.
And yes. Don't look at her. Hey, Karis, you go ahead.
I don't really know. My dad's pretty helpful whenever, like, because personally what I do is before any tournament, almost any big tournament, like, for example, the drive chip and putt regional this year, I couldn't get a drive to go straight. Like, I would, like, shank one straight right and then, like, dog hook one left. And, like, I was scared to death. But at the end of the day, like, it didn't really, like, I got it down the middle. But it was because my dad, like, definitely kept me calm. So I think one of the things is just, like, making sure I stick to the process, probably.
Olivia, we're going to make you go last on this one, Kennedy.
All right. Well, my dad's pretty calm about golf. Like, if I have a bad hole or have a bad shot, he's normally like, it's fine, she'll get it back somewhere. And then, you know, sometimes my mom will be stressing out after I've hit a bad shot, or, you know, it's like I have 36 holes to make backstrokes. Like, I have plenty of time. So just like, you know, I have time to make bad shots and bad holes back. So that'd be my advice.
Olivia, I've played with you and you hit the nail on the head of that one. Your dad's calm and your mom's like, if there's one bad shot, why'd she hit that bad? Well,
yeah,
there's going to be 150 shots in 2 days or less or a little bit more. There's going to be one that's not perfect. And yeah. I remember at Girl State this last year, you had a couple bad shots going into the par five on the back.
Mm-hmm. And my all first hole.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you hit a 70-foot putt for par and then everything's normal again. Those are the things with golf, is you can have bad shots and all of a sudden a good one happens and all else is forgotten. Kennedy, go ahead.
I would say, like, since my dad is coaching, he can, like, be out there with me the entire time. And I would say just, like, keep me happy, because, like, I think I always say I play the best when I'm, like, comfortable and, like, not putting much of pressure on myself. I mean, I like feeling under pressure, but I also like having fun and like comfortable. So like when I am like talking and like interacting with people, I think I play better, because it also like kind of distracts me from like, well, like I don't want to get distracted, but like it kind of like brings other stuff in. So like I feel like with him being able to like walk with me, he can like keep me like not always worried about what's right in front of me and like also talking to me about other stuff.
Perfect. Well, I got a couple more questions and then we'll be done. Have you looked at who you're playing with, and do you know any of the girls that you're playing with on Thursday? Karis, I already know your answer, but I'll let Rusty go first.
Yeah, I looked. I think I'm like the second girl from pole one. I think I play with Zionsville. I think I play with the four. Zionsville, Noblesville, and then another individual. She's from Garen, and I know all of them. I've played with them a few times before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Kennedy, I know you want to go.
I actually haven't looked, so I think I'm like at 8:30 or something. So if any of you guys know, but
are you on,
I actually
on the back?
Yeah, I'm off the back.
You are with not Ressi, not Karis. You're off the back or the front, Kennedy? You're with Grace Hickey from Washington. You're with Lauren Deering from New Palestine. And then Allie Lewis. You might have played with Lauren at some point. I'm not sure if you've played with any of them.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But Lauren, I'm sure I'll recognize faces.
Yeah, Lauren's really nice and good to play with. She's a really great kid. I don't know the other two that well. Olivia, who are you playing with?
Kate Edwards, who I played with at Yessingsmeyer last year, or I played against her. Presley White, who I played with at a 9-hole match. And then Olivia Bailey, I think.
Okay.
From somewhere. Nope.
And Kennedy knows Olivia, and I'm actually getting ready to interview Olivia here in 27 minutes. So you'll be good there. And Karis, I mean, you're with Sophie.
Yeah.
So, and how many times have you played together?
I saw Sophie's name, and I was like, sweet. What'd you say?
Yeah. How many times have the two of you played together this year?
Gosh, at least 10. At least. That's what I kind of like, though, because you have that connection.
Yeah. Well, it's like you two just going out for another day. Another round of golf, and you can keep each other calm. Because I think you both, knowing Sophie, she wants you to do just as well as her. I know that it's not your normal, typical junior golf, single event going out for yourself. A couple of you are, and I've got some high expectations personally for you guys, and I'm not giving those out today. Those will come out tomorrow. Don't listen to the podcast until Sunday. That way you don't hear the expectations. Your parents can listen to it, and they will. But enjoy yourself, enjoy the moment, and take it all in, because you only get your first time at state once, and you're going to build and grow off that experience as you go. And I've seen it with many of the girls. You watch freshmen turn into sophomores, juniors, and then seniors. And I've watched Sophie go from her freshman year of almost like a deer in headlights in the first tee box to, you do it so often now that it doesn't even faze you. And I think that's the same thing for the four of you, is that first tee box isn't going to faze you at all. It's just going to be like any other tournament you've gotten up to. And then you'll, all of you put the ball down the middle as far as you drive it. I've got those expectations, except Kennedy, you start on the back. So it's a little bit different for you. You won't be pulling driver out in that first hole.
Probably not.
No, if you do, there's a problem, unless you're going for it. And I wouldn't recommend that.
No, I won't be.
So, girls, Olivia, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Go get some cake. Karis, thank you again. I know this is the second time I've had you on. Rusty and Kennedy, thanks for joining me. And
thank you.
I wish all of you luck. I'm probably going to get out there early just because I like to watch all the beginning stuff. And we don't tee off till 4 p.m., I feel like, Karis. So,
yeah, it's a late one.
I'll get that. Yeah, it's a late one. But getting out there and seeing the experience and hearing your girls' names the first time, that it's a little bit different than playing a girls' state event where they're saying on the tee, Kennedy. This is a little bit different, I think, for you. So you girls will just enjoy that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Card Path with your host, Trent Roberts. Please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode.